to when we need. We don't have the right to ask where.
We are at the BB&T Center. Panthers hockey tonight. Puck drops 7 o'clock. You'll hear the game here. Our friend Ira Winderman is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Hello, Ira Winderman.
Hello, gentlemen. Based on the first segment of the show, I thought you'd be subbed out for now. I thought it was a subpar early segment. I thought maybe Kevin Rogers coming out of the bullpen like Malik Rozier might have been the way to go, but congratulations that he left you in for a new set of downs.
Yeah, like
uh-oh,
I was...
Uh-oh, here comes Renshaw.
Uh-oh.
They sent Renshaw. What up, bro?
As long as the cat is not there, yeah.
We were saying, if you didn't hear it, we were saying that, you know, Nicosi Perry, Malik Rozier were kind of in this situation where after every series they run to the sideline and Mark Richt essentially has to say, you were good enough to go back in there or you weren't good enough, we're taking you out. And we know Nicosi Perry is starting Saturday night now, and so maybe he starts with the confidence because Richt said that he was going to, whoever he started, was going to play the entire game. But I was making the analogy that, you know, it would be like radio after every segment. But a number of people did text in, Ira, that the bar is so low for our segments that there's really no scenario where we could get pulled. Because could it possibly get worse?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. But again, if you're going to go to Renshaw, if you're going to go to Cilio, there are options there.
Are there?
You know, funny thing. You know who has the same situation that Nicosi Perry and Malik Rozier has? Hassan Whiteside.
That's right. If he doesn't ball in the first 5-10 minutes, then they assume his head's not in it. Now, he was an all-star last night, Ira.
I mean, no, he was terrific. I heard you guys in the first segment of the show today, and I do think matchups have a lot to do with it. The fact that San Antonio didn't have all their bigs. Pau Gasol wasn't there. He has frustrated Hassan over the years, taking him out on the perimeter. LaMarcus Aldridge last night wasn't hitting shots, so Hassan was able to hang low. It really was a product of that. If LaMarcus Aldridge hit his trademark 18-foot shot, Hassan Whiteside could not have been in the position he was in. He would have had to respect that jumper. Instead, Aldridge was something like 2 of 16 for the field, so it changed it. But yeah, it is that way. This is the difference, though. The difference with Rozier and what's happening with the Hurricanes and that situation is the players just might not be good enough, period. The difference is, as Channing mentioned in the first segment of today's show, it's if Hassan's head is into the game, and I think that is part of it. And it might not be fair. Some people might not say, well, your head can't be into the game unless you get into a rhythm. But Hassan really is the kind of player. Matter of fact, I think you guys would agree with this. We've spoken about this before on the show. You can tell when Hassan's going to have a good game within the first 5 minutes. So I think there's something to be said for that for this. When you are an energy player as opposed to a skill player, you could see it early. When you are a skill player, you're going to have that skill the entire game. So if you have a couple of bad throws or a couple of bad snaps or something like that, you still know this guy is capable of throwing the deep fade. Eventually, he's going to hit that pass. With Hassan, I'd say 75% of his game is energy. So if it's not there in the first 5 minutes, yeah, I think you can get a read on that.
And to that same thought process, I would like the structure of the game plan, like with a quarterback that's struggling. You get him a couple quick throws to the flats. You get him some easy play action stuff. Like, can there be a structured game plan to make Hassan Whiteside the hot hand?
Oh, there is. There is. If you watch Heat games, I don't recall many Heat games when the Heat did not go to Hassan on the first possession of the game. He almost always sets up on the block. They get the ball to him. They see what he can do. He usually gets a couple of early possessions where they literally, it's like taking out the thermometer and like open wide, put the thermometer in there and see where he's going to be and get a reading on the game. They do that. They try to get him the ball early. Now, if the other team is in denial and says, you know what? You don't have Deion Waiters. You don't have good shooters out there tonight. You're not starting Wayne Ellington. Then they're going to, you know, pack the paint and let the Heat guys make or miss. That's why I think last night was significant to another degree. You can see how Wayne Ellington opens the floor. You can see that every single player on the court had an eye on Wayne Ellington. Do not let this guy shake free, because when he did, boom, 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 he hit his first three 3-point shots. So I think that helped us out also.
What do we know about the Heat through 10 games, Ira? They're exactly 500. Is that pretty much the expectation?
Yeah, that's who they are, and they'll get on a little streak one way or the other that'll lift them to 44 and 38, might even drop them to 39 and 43. It'll be that one little run along the way. The problem is the early games they've squandered, the losses to Orlando and to Charlotte and to Sacramento. You know, those are the games you don't get back. So now you need good wins. Well, they got a good win last night. Now, granted, there was no Rudy Gay. There was no Pau Gasol. The Heat were shorthanded also with no Dragic. It all evens out. So to me, it's a matter of when does the Heat have this streak? And is this streak going to be an upward streak where they win 6 out of 7? Or is there going to be one little stumble along the way where they lose 6 of 7? Because otherwise, that's what they are. They're an average team with average talent that looks like they're headed toward an average season.
Ira, everybody knows, we've seen it. They're making an effort to make Jay Rich that guy. Is he stepping up to the plate 24 and 3, 35 minutes a game?
Yeah, I think he is for this reason. I thought even last night, I know it sounds weird on a night when a guy did not have a good overall game by any means and certainly struggled from the floor shooting 6 of 22, but late in the game when they needed baskets, when it was getting close, he stepped up and he made plays. And to me, that as much as anything is a sign of a go-to guy, that he was 3 of 4 in the fourth quarter. He had 2 steals in the fourth quarter. He made a difference in that final period. So, yeah, I think he is stepping into that role. I think they are moving away from the Jimmy Butler trade a little bit more. They realize they have value there. Can he take, you know, the next step, the step from good player to possible all-star to superstar? I don't know if he has superstar in him, but I also don't know how much more superstar Jimmy Butler has in him either.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. All right, you mentioned him. What is going on with the Jimmy Butler situation? If Minnesota called the Miami Heat right now and said, you know what, forget the draft pick, straight up, Josh Richardson for Jimmy Butler, they'd do it?
You know, it's something because, I almost like to listen to my taped appearances because I bet I've waffled on every different show on this station. I would say at this moment they wouldn't do it.
They would not.
You know, and I know that there's also factors combined in there because, I don't know, Jimmy Butler has been so much drama around him. And the problem is Channing knows when you bring a strong personality into the locker room, that locker room has to be able to handle it. Whether it was Ndamukong Suh last few seasons with the Dolphins or a Jimmy Butler, I don't know if this locker room can handle it. I don't know if the leadership in this locker room, Goran Dragic tends to be soft-spoken, Dwayne Wade is on the way out, can handle that. That would be a lot to put on Eric Spoelstra's plate. It was one thing when he brought in LeBron with Bosh and with Wade. Those three were sort of their own. Eric, you know, quipped yesterday, those three coached him. The Jimmy Butler thing, I mean, just he decides basically every morning whether he's going to play or not. He decides who he's going to call out or not. He has been bickering back and forth with the media right now, where that's grown unpleasant also. So I don't know. Again, we spoke about this early in the process. There were stars, there were superstars, and there were franchise-changing players. I'm not so sure that Jimmy Butler's on that ultimate upper level that I would take that chance.
And I was watching that game last night because it seemed like they picked Karl Anthony Towns over Jimmy Butler. Karl Anthony Towns doesn't look that amazing to me watching him play top competition.
No, he was. I got home just to watch the second half of that Lakers game. Every time I see Karl Anthony Towns, it's almost a little bit of a Son-like where you're going, why does he play harder? Why isn't he more physical? The difference is he has unbelievable basketball skills that he doesn't utilize a lot because it just seems like he doesn't want to overexert himself. So that's a weird mix. You got Andrew Wiggins, who is gifted greatness, never reached greatness, and you have Jimmy Butler, who wants to be this bulldog kind of two-way player. It's a mismatched roster there in Minnesota, and you can see why they are so up and down. Even in that game last night against the Lakers, they have to do something. And the longer that circus continues up there, the worse it gets. But then what I would do is look at the other teams who are struggling. I think the perfect trade is trading for Otto Porter. The Wizards have to do something. My God, they just lost to Dallas. They're coming to American Airlines Arena on Saturday. I think they're the trade partner. I thought the Heat might be a desperate team the way the season started. I don't think the Heat are that desperate right now.
Wizards are a joke. What about the Lakers, though? Because we watched that last night as well. Are the Lakers what you thought they'd be? I thought LeBron would be able to will them to more victory. I think they're 4-6 or something.
You got to have something around you. You know what? They are exactly what I thought they'd be because I thought they would be – a middle-of-the-pack playoff team that would not win a playoff series. And that's basically where they're setting up right now as maybe number six in the West. But you look at the West, and you know Houston's going to come around. You know you have the Warriors. Denver's been very good, even with the recent slip-up. Utah will be very good. They've struggled at home. So I don't see the Lakers as a team with that roster that'll be able to win a playoff series. I think Tyson Chandler helped. And I think if they can get one more player who can help like that, then, yeah, I think they would have a chance to maybe get a top four seed. And I think there will be buyout players. But right now they just got a bunch of guys, and LeBron clearly is waiting for next year.
Yeah, I mean, that is such a weird situation going on there. And then you see, like, the Heat. I have the – and, again, the Heat roster, it's nothing spectacular. Like you said, it's a 500
team. Bunch of guys, right, yeah.
Yeah, but, man, do they know how to sell it? Do they know how to market? That hype video that – D. Wade put out on social media today from the Heat about these Vice jerseys and the Vice court, and it's got In the Air Tonight from Phil Collins on it. Like, man, they are on top of their game
to marketing. This thing is, I'm a purist, and I'm like, it's all about the game. And I do get concerned that it'll overwhelm the game to a degree, but those uniforms are sweet. And a bunch of people, I don't know how they had them, are wearing them already at yesterday's game. And you know what? If you can make yourself a little bit more interesting, that's fine also, as long as it doesn't overshadow the product. And I think even television and visual-wise, the next couple of games, to see that new court with the pastels and everything else out there, you know what? It is entertainment also. The Heat do entertainment very, very well.
I would just say wrong time, Channing, and I'll leave this one alone.
Okay.
Does Dwayne Wade ever hurt the team being out there at his age and his little retirement tour?
Well, he might start to for this reason. You saw Wayne Ellington last night, and I think we'd all agree that Wayne Ellington adds an element that no one else can deliver to the Miami Heat. Now, Wayne Ellington got to play yesterday because Dwayne Wade was out and Goran Dragic was out. Well, both of them most likely will return on Friday night against the Pacers. So all of a sudden, Eric Spoelstra has decisions to make. And we're not even talking about Dion Waiters, who's still out there in the Ether. We don't know what's happening there. I don't know how Eric Spoelstra is going to manage this now, because you could say it's as simple as this, that Wayne Ellington will take Tyler Johnson's minutes and will move forward. But it wasn't Tyler Johnson's minutes yesterday. It was Wade's and it was Dragic's. So, yeah, I think the Dwayne Wade thing sort of puts Eric Spoelstra in a box. He has religiously played him as his sixth man, first man off the bench. I think that'll continue. But you know what? I think there'll be more rest games and rest periods for Dwayne where Eric can play a little more with his roster.
That being said, though, talking about the marketing side of it, though, 90% of people that go to see a Heat game at the American Airlines Arena are waiting for D. Wade to check in.
Yeah, but you can give Dwayne 13 minutes instead of 26 minutes and still feature other players also. Now, it goes back to we always seem to go back to this UM quarterback thing. It's the same thing. Can Dwayne Wade in 13 minutes be the same player? Can Dwayne Wade play 5 minutes in the first half and then play 9 minutes of important basketball in the second half and be ready for that? That's a completely different role. I mean, that's like a closer in baseball who just comes in to throw 15 pitches. So that's what I'm curious about also. But they got to do something with this roster. Even last night, you know, we spent the whole time talking about Hassan and how well he played, but because of that, Bam Adebayo and Kelly Olynyk barely played at all. They both played 12 minutes. That's the thing. The Heat have 13 equally talented guys. They're trying to manage that. Someone's always going to be left out. Someone's always going to be unhappy. And unless Hassan dominates like he did last night, and he still only played 32 minutes, that's the problem here. They got to thin this out somehow.
Ira Winderman covers the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. You coming out to the BB&T tonight? Watch a little Panthers hockey?
You know what? I'll catch it on TV. It's a little bit of wife time. I got a whole week of traveling next week. So I'll do the husband thing tonight, but I'll be sitting in front of my TV cursing. And it's crazy. It's like the Panthers haven't played for a month ever since they went over to Finland. So
yeah,
we talked with
Jonathan Huberdeau yesterday, and we were saying, does it feel like you've been removed from the rest of the NHL season? And he said, yeah, it kind of does. So I'm sure they're happy to be
And it was nice because they waited to allow the Rangers to get back to 500, so I'm appreciative. So, yes, I will be watching on TV, fellas.
See ya, Ira. Thank you for making time.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Ira Winderman there covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.